Welcome, everybody, to the Ricardo's Rules of Resilience podcast, the podcast where we give you the tools to withstand and recover from difficult times. I'm your co-host, Coach Alton, and I'm joined by Coach Ricardo. And today we have a very special episode for you guys. We have our first member guest on for an interview.
Yeah, that's right. I'm so excited about this. First time ever having a member guest on here, and that could not be more appropriate for the name of the podcast and for our organization because Samantha Staley has been with us since opening day, January 20th of 2020. She was here for the grand opening challenge and has been here ever since, through the highs, through the lows. We are just so glad you're here to share your stories. And it was really neat, Sam, is when I came to you and asked you to be a guest on a podcast that I didn't have to talk you into it. You were ready to go.
Yeah.
So, Sam, you joined us, like I said, for that grand opening challenge, day one.
Yep.
And your team did pretty well that challenge.
We did. Yeah, we did. It was really good. We ended up winning that challenge, actually. So,
winning the grand opening.
Yeah. That's
probably had something to do with you sticking around, maybe.
I think it did. Yeah, definitely.
And you took home a little money?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah, it was, how much was that prize money?
I think it was $2,000.
Yeah.
And then we split it between the teammates. So it was good. It was worth it for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Your memories match you with mine. I remember three checks for like $667.
Yep.
One to each of you. You got some good results. Your health journey, fitness journey has been a pretty good one for you.
Yeah, definitely. I think that first challenge, I lost 15 pounds and started feeling really good. So then I just stuck with it after that.
Yeah. And overall, I mean, your before and after pictures are, you know, people don't recognize you. I mean,
yeah.
I show your poster on the wall of fame to people and they're like, I can't believe that's her.
It is. It's crazy. Yeah.
Boy, how much total are you down?
From my highest point, 50 pounds.
50 pounds.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've had that off quite a few years.
It's been about 5 years now. So
keeping it off, getting it off, keeping it off.
Yep.
What do you think are the secrets to that? What for our audience here?
I think being consistent and pushing yourself to be your best, to get up and come to the gym, even if you might not feel like it that day. Just knowing that if you get here, you're going to feel good when you're done, and just sticking with it.
Yeah, that is a key. And as people are listening to this, I hope you'll hear what Sam Staley is saying to you. So she has 50 pounds off of her. She's kept it off for about 5 years. If you're looking for that kind of success and results, she's telling you consistency is king. Coach Alton, you coach a lot of early morning sessions. And Sam, I know that right now in the summer, Sam, you're floating through that at 9 a.m., but a lot of times you've been in those early, those 4 a.m., 4:30 classes.
Yep.
And Alton, you see people as consistent as Sam in those 4:20s, those 5:20s?
Yeah, it's a pretty consistent group, but Sam is definitely at the top of that with being the consistency, even if sometimes she'll come in for the 9 a.m. She just makes it happen, gets those workouts in, which is great.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you know, the people who are consistent are the ones who are having the success, right? And so it doesn't matter if it's food journaling, working out, but the ones who are like, oh, and I've done this, and I know, you know, I'll get it in later today. I'm tired. I didn't sleep well, right? And they hit that snooze button, or they just say, I'll sleep in. And then later becomes tomorrow, and tomorrow becomes the next day. And next thing you know, it's Thursday, and you haven't got your movie out in that you're supposed to get on Monday. But you just make yourself do it, don't you?
I do, yeah. But I actually look forward to it nowadays. Maybe at the beginning it was hard, but I actually, if I miss a workout, I don't feel good, and I don't like to do that. I actually look forward to my workout days now.
What makes you look forward to them?
I know I'm going to feel better. I know that I'm going to have more energy. I know that I'm going to feel better about myself, about what I just did, and all of it. It's just good. I just get excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right on.
That's awesome. And yeah, getting those workouts in, and sometimes you bring in your daughters, sometimes even if they may not be the happiest campers, but how do you feel like working out helps you to do just be a better mother or and just being involved that with your children?
Yeah, I definitely think that I'm showing them good habits that they can take on in their future. And, you know, kids watch their parents and they do what their parents do. So I just feel like I'm teaching them all the good things in their life, even if they don't want to come with me sometimes. But anyways.
Even when they're getting, I saw today they weren't working out.
They were not happy today. No, yeah.
And some days they'll work out with you.
Yeah, but I just think it's important to bring them so that way they can see kind of what I do and learn healthy habits now.
Now, the best lessons are caught because, yeah, like you said, you just said it, that they're watching you.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
They have a better job of watching it than they do listening to it.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Yeah. So you talked about feeling better.
Yeah.
And feeling good about yourself. And I know that for you, overcoming difficult things and withstanding difficult things has been a part of your journey of sobriety.
And, yep.
You're very open about that. You'll talk about it even on social media.
Yep.
Would you just share a little with the audience about what that path was like for you?
So I'm actually a recovering addict and alcoholic. I have been sober. Friday, I celebrated 4 years and 9 months sober. Yeah. So it feels amazing. My life is completely different today, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Love it.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember, I mean, you and I have talked about some frequently, but I just happened to catch a post you made on social media one time, like you were looking for a restaurant, and you just put it right out there. I don't drink, so, you know, I'm really interested in the food. Nah, I forget your exact
name.
So you don't have to tell me about the bar. I just wanted to go.
Somebody had commented and said, well, they have really good drinks there, and I don't care about any of that. I just cared about the food. So, yeah.
And tell us, you know, what may help, or, you know, what led to you getting to the place where you decided, I just can't do that.
I just couldn't see in the person that I saw in the mirror anymore. When I would wake up, I felt terrible every day. I knew I was hurting my family, my kids, and especially myself. I want to be around for my kids. I want to be healthy and happy, and they deserve that. So I just, one night, this decided that was it, and I haven't touched it since.
What kind of resources have you relied on?
So, there's a wonderful program called AA that I really enjoy, and then you just have to change your support system. I do have an amazing family, an amazing support system, and this, my Fit Fam here, really helps me a lot, and I just continue on with the healthy habits and keep myself busy and stick to the supportive people. And that really helps me.
Yeah. It's amazing. You want to be successful. Things, you know, when you're, let me just tell the story. I'll explain better where I'm coming from. When I first started my weight loss journey with Travis, and he was doing it with me individually in those days, that's been a decade already. It's a decade this year. In those days, it was paper food journal. And in the front of the food journal, there were these stories. And one of the stories was the guru. And I've told this in another episode, so if you guys want to go back and listen to this. But the short version is the guy goes to see the guru, and the guru dunks his head in the water. And he holds him under there until he can't take it anymore. And he picks his head up out of the water. And he says, you know, when you want success as bad as you want it to breathe, you will have it. Right. And so when you wanted to be sober bad enough, you were willing to change friends. It sounds like
everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was pretty hard to say goodbye to some of things.
No, I mean, maybe at first, but then the further along that you get in your sobriety, you realize that maybe they weren't friends to begin with. So.
Perspective changes, doesn't it?
It does. Definitely. It does. Yep.
And you know, you speaking of support networks and the Fit Fam and how those things have combined, you've decided to just go ahead and bring the family on in. Don't you do us?
I did.
Your mom's here working out at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, so that's another thing. My mom is my best friend, and she's my biggest supporter, and she saw the good things I was doing in here, and so now she's been here for about 4 years now. So she's she loves it, and it's part of her routine, and so I also have a cousin that comes here, and just all sorts of good things, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, from time to time, you drag your husband in for Chanel.
It's good fun.
Just combine it all. Big party.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's good. It, you know, when people see you being successful, then they want that too. So I really love to be an inspiration for other people.
And you are.
Thank you.
Yeah, being an inspiration to people. And that's what we like to call that when you're setting the example, like with your daughters and then your mother, which is great.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Thanks.
Yeah, so being a inspiration that you are, I want to touch on that because, you know, I've had many people tell me like, oh, well, if I could just get my husband to do this with me, or if I could just get, you know, fill in the blank, it doesn't have to be husband, but if I could just get fill in the blank to do this with me, my daughter, my son, my whatever, I feel like I would do better. Which is true. I mean, we see that, you know, again, you've got your mom in here, you know, so now you guys have that in common. But what you said is true as well. Once you started displaying success, it was a lot easier for other people to buy in.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. If they see, they want what you have. So if they see that you're feeling great, looking great, you know, sticking to a program consistent, then they are going to come too. So.
Yeah. Take care of yourself. It's kind of like they say on the airplanes, you know, when they tell you the speech before the flight, and they'll say, you know, if the oxygen mask falls, put your own first before assisting others. And same thing. You just take care of yourself. You get great results. And then came a whole lot easier to help others, didn't it?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They follow you, man.
And I have people reach out to me all the time privately and ask for help with fitness, with, you know, different diets, with eating. And I always, always recommend this program. Always. I will always recommend this program just because I have seen how successful everybody who comes and does their best, how successful they can be. And I will always stick by this program.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You have, and you've been good to that word so far for all over 4.5 years.
Yeah.
No matter what has come your way, you had to be out for a while for surgery.
Yep.
Came back.
Yep.
You know, just never, ever quit on it, no matter what. And, you know, like all businesses, you know, you have staff that come and most people don't know this, but the life of someone in the fitness industry is only 2 years. And that's surprising. It's that tough of an industry. And we're worried about that. You know, we have, you know, coaches who've been here longer than that, or, you know, a lot of them right at that. And they stick around maybe as, you know, as members. But, you know, we're at that. But still, you've been around and you've seen some come and go. And you know it's not about them. It's about you. And you keep going.
Yeah, and that's what I always say. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who comes and goes, but I'm consistent. I'm going to stay here and I'm going to do my program. And that's what matters. So.
Yeah. So you talked about feeling good, how does that tie into sobriety, exercise and sobriety? Is there a connection there for you?
I do think it goes hand in hand. So I think for a lot of recovering addicts and alcoholics, we're looking for something else to make us excited, to give us that adrenaline, to replace how we felt with the substances or whatever. And I believe that exercise is the best thing to fill that void. I don't know of anything else that can make you feel this good. My goal was to be healthy for my kids, but some days I run circles around my kids now. That's the truth. And it feels amazing. I couldn't imagine not being able to do all the things that I do today. And I would recommend for anybody who is new to sobriety to get yourself into a program, into a fitness program. It really does fill that void, and it really does make you feel great.
Yeah, definitely. And much better to feel better because of a workout than taking in drinks that are
right
bad for your body, right?
Absolutely. Yep. You kind of get that high off the exercise instead. So it's good. Yep.
And is that what fuels you to go so hard? Because I can tell you, I don't know if people say this to you, but you know, there's, you know, we stamp out gossip here. We hate it because, you know, it tears people down. But there's I've heard someone call it godly gossip, you know, where people are like, oh, so-and-so is really good. And I don't know if people say this to you or not, but I hear a lot of people say about you that, holy cow, Sam's a beast. You are not so far.
Well, that's flattering. That's really flattering. Thank you. Yeah. I don't know. I think I don't like to do anything. Well, I if I'm going to do something, then I generally do it 100%. I just give it my all. So, like I said, it just makes me feel really good when I come in here and go as hard as I can. The sweat, the soreness, all of it. I like that nowadays. So, yeah.
And because you're getting up into that, you know, for people, for our listeners, you know, there's 4 or 5 heart rate training zones. And the fifth one, if you use a MyZone, which is what we use here, it shows up red up on the screen, and the fourth one is yellow. And so when you're pushing yourself up into that yellow and that red, you're getting you're working your way toward that endorphin release.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, those endorphins are what's going to give you that feeling of almost euphoria. And is that what you're hungry for?
That's what I'm hungry for every day. Yeah, absolutely.
You just come in and smash it.
I really try. There's some days that I'm a little tired, but I try every day. Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you do? How often do you make it in?
3 days a week, sometimes 4. And I like the way it feels. I look forward to it. So it's almost like people have something they look forward to maybe all week. They want to do it on a Saturday. I like to come to the gym on a Saturday morning. That's what I look forward to. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true.
Well, it doesn't sound crazy to us.
Right. But yeah.
But people out there listening, you know, talk about maybe where you were when that might have sounded crazy to you, maybe when you were 50 pounds.
Oh my gosh. I couldn't even walk upstairs without getting out of breath. I couldn't do anything. I could not play with my kids. I didn't want to get up off the couch. I slept a lot. Physically, I was in a terrible place, but also mentally, just probably one of the worst places ever. So to be able to do all the things that I want to do now, not only physically, but mentally, I feel I'm happy. I'm just happy. And that was something that I never thought I would be able to feel again, really. So it's been just amazing.
T.D. Jake, the pastor in Dallas, he's credited with saying that mind, body, and spirit are so closely connected that if one gets sick, they all get sick.
I believe that.
And so there you were, your body's 50 pounds overweight, which on your little frame,
quite a large percentage.
It was a lot. Yeah, it was a lot. My cheeks were, yeah, it looked a lot different, but it just felt so, I don't think people realize just how much 50 pounds extra is on your body. Everything hurt. Everything was, nothing was good. I couldn't move at all. So it's just night and day difference now.
Yeah. And so, again, the mind, body, spirit, they're all connected. And so your body was hurting. Your parenting was hurting.
Yeah. Right? Big time. Yeah.
Could you just dwell on that for a minute? I mean, I'm fortunate enough to have, you know, my son right here co-hosting with me. He believes in the program.
Yeah.
And for he and I, part of our story was, Travis Barnes, the founder who introduced this, helped me lose the weight and feel better like you feel better. he gave me some equipment. And for a while, there were times Alton and I would be out under a tree. We would have a TRX tied into a tree when we were doing it, or we'd be out in our unheated garage at 5 a.m. and the kettlebells were so cold, we'd have to wear gloves to lift the kettlebells, right? And so it was just that basic, but here he is today,
right?
Believes in it, right? And so talk about it. So for me, particularly when I was going through my divorce, you know, I just felt so much stress, and I just felt like, you know, my skin was going to come off my body. I was just so stressed out, right? And I would think, just be horrified of the idea of taking time away from my kids, you know. But I'd tell myself, they're going to get a better dad
right
when I come back, right? So you're a mom, you're a busy mom, you're very active. I mean, you do real estate, you do everything.
Yes.
But talk about that investment. You know, people are like, oh, I feel this guilt of taking time away from my kids. Tell us about how you manage it.
So I don't feel guilty at all. I have to be the best person that I can be in order to take care of them, to be the best mom that I can be. Like I said before, they see me doing all of this good stuff and being an inspiration for them. And a lot of times I will come in and do my workout maybe before they're even up for the day, you know, so that way I can make sure that I get it in. There is really no excuse. It's 45 minutes to an hour out of your day. And if your family can't support that, then I don't know. I think that's what,
you're going to support it.
Right. Yeah. I just, you can bring your kids with you. They can come and sit, you know, they can watch. Like, there's really, I don't think, any reason why you couldn't do it with your kids.
Yeah. And then, you know, I think it's so great. Sometimes you'll have the girls working out beside you. Sometimes, I think it'll be one. I've seen one work out and the other one sit. And then you got days like today where they're just sitting. But you still brought them anyway.
Yeah, I don't let them off the hook. No, just because I think, you know, like I said, get them in the habit of it too at a young age, then hopefully they'll stick with it. They see all those healthy habits. And, you know, another thing that it's changed too. So in the summer when they aren't in school, a lot of times we would sit there all day. I wouldn't even want to play with them. You know, before I lost the weight, we wouldn't do anything. Our days now consist of, we go on long walks, we go on hikes, we go, you know, to the park, we go do a whole bunch of stuff. We don't sit there anymore. And I think that's another huge difference. And the kids, they know that. They, both of them years ago at school had written things for Mother's Day, and it said, it was about, we're so glad you play with us now. We're so glad that you take us outside, you take us walking. I mean, it's made a huge difference for them too. They have an active mom. So
yeah, so now the time that you are spending with them is higher quality and more meaningful.
Right. Way more meaningful. Yep.
And you kind of talked about this earlier with just falling in love. Like you said, you look forward to the workouts. And that's one thing that we've talked about previously, falling in love with the process of working out, because then you're not so focused on the result every day. So kind of, if you could explain a little bit about how that happened. I know you've kind of talked about it a little bit.
I think just the consistency over the years. When you do something every day, it becomes a habit or just part of your routine. So like if I miss a workout, it throws my entire routine off. It's just, you know, part of my everyday thing now. If I don't work out, I don't feel good. It's really just part of staying consistent. And then I think it all falls into place after that.
And they'll say this in sobriety, because, you know, I have my own journey in sobriety. And, you know, one of the phrases that I've latched on to that they'll use sometimes is fake it till you make it.
Right.
So you may not be sober, sobriety being a state of peace, right, of tranquility in your mind and heart. You may not be sober that day. You may just be a miserable dry drunk, but fake it till you make it.
Right. Yeah.
And you're saying the same thing with exercise. May not feel like it. Just fake it till you make it, because one day you are, you know, if you stay consistent, that's what you're saying, right? Am I understanding
you? Yeah. And I think, you know, how can you not, like, as long as you get yourself here, and walk through the door, you're gonna feel good. You're gonna want to do the workout. And so you just have to get yourself here. That's it. You just have to start, and then it'll all fall into place after that.
I had a lady, she's still a member, and now she's at, I think, maybe 70-some weeks of having three workouts a week. But before all that, she was having trouble with consistency. And I told her, because she would set for like a 5:20 or something in the morning. Mm-hmm. She would, you know, set that appointment and then cancel. And I said, how about this? Just on the mornings when you are feeling tired and you feel like you didn't sleep, just if you would just promise me that you'll just get up and put the key in the car, just get up, go to the car, put the key in the car, and then if you want to, go back to bed. And she said to me, no, I'm not going to promise that, because you know if I put the key in the car, I'm going to just go, but God's there.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. You just got to get yourself here. Yep.
Just make it happen. You get through the door, and...
and you're good. That's it. Yeah, you can do it.
So what do you think are your greatest challenges? You know, resiliency, this ability to withstand and overcome. We've talked about you overcoming quite a bit. So what do you think your secrets to ongoing success are in terms of what are the challenges you're facing and having to overcome to stay up? When you look at your fitness journey or life in general, what do you think the biggest challenges are?
Well, I think just everyday stressors, like everybody has stress in their life, the busy schedules, the kids pulling you 800 different directions. It's summertime right now. So for me, food is sugar is a huge struggle for me. So there are things that I still, you know, everyday things that you still have to overcome. But I just know that I'm a lot stronger. The mental part is what's really different too. So it helps me to overcome that stuff.
Yeah, summertime, like the holidays are kind of famous for being bad, right? I mean, we know we got Halloween and Thanksgiving, Christmas, all, you know, all piled into one, but summer is sneaky bad, right? We got, you know,
I like ice cream.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
So what helps you to overcome that?
I'll have something better instead. So if I'm wanting sugar and I'm not going to eat the ice cream, I'll make myself like a Greek yogurt with berries, or like have a protein shake instead. So just find something, alternate that's sweet that will kind of curb that craving instead. Now that doesn't happen every time. Sometimes I can, but it does help. I do know I'd have established the healthy habits over all these years, like I know what to choose instead. Before, I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know, you know, what were healthy alternatives, but now I know what I can choose instead. So that's really helpful.
Yeah. And how, what was the process like to developing those healthy habits with nutrition?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, like food journaling. When I first started and we had a food journal, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't even want to do this, because you feel guilty. It really makes you think about what you're putting in your mouth. So if you're food journaling, it helps tremendously for you to choose healthier foods, because you have to put it in your journal. So if you don't want to put the bad thing down, you better choose a good thing instead, you know? So I think just the years of the consistency with that, and just figuring out what the alternative choices are, I think you just develop those healthy habits. It just becomes part of your everyday thing, everyday life.
Oh, and we didn't pay her to say that, by the way.
No, they didn't. It's the truth.
We actually didn't say anything to say it.
No, it's the truth. It's just the truth. You know, people... They always want to say it's so hard to diet and exercise. And it is. It is hard to start. But once you start and you stick with it, you just figure out how much better your life can be. You just figure out how much better you can feel. And I wouldn't want to trade that for anything.
Yeah. I love that. That strong testimony. And, you know, thank you for being willing to come on today and share that, because, you know, we say these things and we say them ad nauseum, you know, to the point of sickness. My even our editor because, you know, we recorded the first several episodes going through the promises and the commitments and everything, and the nutrition guide, and our editor of the podcast said, hey, you know, you're talking about that food journal a lot. Is that, that's a lot. But so we were pounded to death. Here's my point. But here's you coming in, and we didn't even mention food.
No, yeah.
And you're just volunteering that this is a key to how
it is true. It is true. I can tell a huge difference when I don't food journal versus when I do food journal. The things that I choose to eat, it's night and day difference.
That is.
Mm-hmm.
So as we wrap up our time together, one of the things that we like to do is just offer you the opportunity to say, hey, what's on your mind that we didn't ask? Maybe we weren't smart enough to ask you the right questions, but boy, Mike, what do you have to say to all the people listening out there?
I just think I want to touch base again on anybody who's feeling like they're at a point where there is no return. I'm here to tell you that there is hope. You absolutely can change your life. All you have to do is put your foot in that door and the rest will fall into place. It is not impossible. You are not too far gone. I was at the worst place in my life and I found this amazing program and it has done nothing but good things for me. So if you're on the fence about starting a fitness journey or just healthier habits, do it. Do it today. It is worth it and it will change your life.
Oh, wow. Beautifully said.
Thank you.
Hey, if you're listening to this today and you'd like to come and train with us, so as Sam said, do that anywhere. We're not jealous. Get moving. We want you to be healthy. Where you do that is just a choice of the right fit and the right place.
So if you're interested in training with us and training with the one and only Sam Staley, what's the best way to get in touch with us?
Well, you could contact me through Instagram at coach.ricardo. You could hit me up on Facebook, Ricardo Mullinax. Give us a call on our landline. I'm not consistent about checking social media. So you could give us a call on our landline, 260-723-5333. What if they want to get a hold of you, Coach?
The best way to reach me is on Instagram at AltonMullinex17_ or on Facebook at AltonMullinex.
And, of course, we don't just do workouts here. We do group workouts, and, of course, we do small group or personal training as well. But we also work with you in resilience coaching. Those meetings can be done anywhere around the world. And if you're interested in training for DECA with us, we can write you one-on-one DECA training. We have people doing that way far away from our location. You're welcome to join us for that. So as we wrap up today, I want to thank you, Sam, for being our first guest. I want to thank you for being with us for these 4.5 years through the highs and through the lows and for being brave enough to come on and share your story and continue to be an inspiration.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I feel really honored. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Ricardo's Rules of Resilience podcast, the podcast where we give you the tools to withstand and recover from difficult times. Go be resilient.